This is the last poetry reading at the Blue Heron Cafe. It is Tuesday night at the Blue Heron Cafe. Poetry at its best or worst, depending on who's sober or whom the inner clique has it in for. It is a night when serious poets contemplate becoming Buddhist monks. Okay, lights, camera, action. First on stage, a father and son team, Harold and Maud, or Milt, whomever. The old man is a poet's nightmare. He has red, white, and blue buttons stuck all over his Coors cap and starts reeling off the kind of stuff old farts in Nebraska stand up and salute on the 4th of July. His kid goes on next and picks up where he left off, and I convince the budding Bukowski next to me to put away the knife. The kid doesn't fall far from the old man's tree, but he's polite and asks if we would like to hear more of his stuff as he shuffles through an inch-thick sheaf of papers. You can hear an ant's heartbeat. Now, you have to know Elizabeth. Maybe it's better you don't know Elizabeth. Her poem consists of 500 words, 300 of which are fuck. She rattles on about a fucking duck or a duck getting fucked. Who cares? She gets off on the word, which is as close as she probably has ever come to it. Next up is Black Valerie, who isn't black, but always wears black, black leather miniskirt, long legs and black stockings, a black see-through blouse. Valerie recites strong satanic shit while sitting on a tall stool with her knees up, legs uncrossed. The guys sitting close don't listen. They're too busy trying to figure out if she's wearing underwear. Now comes Bad George, our poet laureate, who stumbles up on stage to read and feels no pain. He needs a drink before he reads, needs one during his reading, and one after. It's life is tough, I eat turkey wieners kind of shit. A little slurred, but poets there identify with it. Crazy David, who has been quiet up to now, takes umbrage with Bad George and says his stuff is dirty and he doesn't understand it. Crazy doesn't understand anything when he's not taking his lithium. George tells him to go to hell, which was the wrong thing to say because Crazy was a deacon once. Crazy goes bananas and lays one on him. George figures Crazy will break his face when he's like that, and kicks him in the nuts before he's launching himself out of the Heron like an Apollo moonshot. Crazy lays on the floor moaning. No one pays him any attention. Personally, I figure the night is lost. The rats are jumping ship as some people stand up and start to leave. It's the Titanic going down, you know, near my God to thee. But not so fast. I forgot Eric. Eric the Red, a wrestler who is 6'4", weighs 300 pounds, and fancies himself a poet, gets up on stage. He announces in no uncertain terms that he came to read, and anyone attempting to leave may end up in Valhalla before the night is over. No one leaves, and the Viking reads. His shit is pure bucolic pablum about barnyard animals. Here's a thing with sheep. There's no way I'm going to read tonight. It's not going to happen. I've come to the conclusion you have to be nuts to have anything to do with poets. They're all perverts, assholes, and lunatics, with the exception of Valerie, with whom I have a date to read poetry at her apartment tomorrow night.